Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the Titan of Earth.
Flying to the moon on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the 19th episode of the third season of Law and Disorder, a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Here's a little bit of a recap on what's happened so far this season.
Our heroes have thrown their lot in with the new goddess of the moon, Nova. And she has seen to it that they were given a mission to destroy Yomu, Demon Lord of Hell. Indeed, they have made their way and found Yomu, but they did not know that he had made an unholy pact with the god Gorlick, former leader of the Gnolls, to merge their essences and create a god-demon. Now they must finish destroying the ritual before it is cast, or risk having to fight a demon god, a being beyond anything that has existed yet. So let us join them in the midst of the fight.
And that's what happened last time on Law & Disorder. If you want to help us out, you can go to our website, thatsnotcanon.com/Law & Disorder podcast, and you will find all about this podcast and all of the other podcasts on the network. Now it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. With me to play the game tonight are...
Jack playing Dashbold.
Sebastian playing Jim.
Isaac playing M.
Patrick now. Playing Palouse.
And Nick playing Black Patty.
Where do we leave off, everyone?
I think we're in heaven.
Everything's going wrong.
All right.
Depending on your point of view.
My point of view is that everything is terrible, which is what I expected, so everything's going right.
Mm. Surrounded by Dao and Earth Elementals.
I'm getting beaten up by a rock.
And we were kind of doing well in the battle, but then they were like, oh, we'll just be 50 feet above you.
Mm.
He's a coward. He ran away. He's a coward.
Mm. Mm. I can see how you would think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking that about himself. And he hates himself.
Right, he better. Yeah. Roll for self-hate.
Yeah. Well, I'll do that on his turn. But let's jump straight back into combat. What we were dealing with, there is 5 individual rituals playing into a giant ritual to merge the god Gorlick and the demon lord Yeonu into one new terrifying entity in order to fight on the side against Nova, the person that you are currently serving. You banished all of the Gnoll army, and now you are just walking through the gore-splattered ground where they were writhing, and attacked one of the rituals. There was a wall summoned, two earth elementals were summoned, and then the dais where the ritual was taking place shot 50 feet up into the air and is on a very steep pyramid of earth. Palus and Black Paddy are at the base of this pyramid with an earth elemental looking down upon them. Behind a wall at the bottom of the pyramid lays M being punched by an earth elemental.
See, everything's going as planned.
Not too far behind that is a giant duck candy creature.
Yeah.
And invisibly in front of and on top of it, James, Jim, and Dashbolt.
I get to roll once for each James and Jim.
You collectively count the damage to both, though.
Yes. They get the health of all four of them. The other two personalities you haven't yet met.
Excellent. It is M's initiative. You are not stunned anymore.
As I lay there, kind of bloodied, beaten up, and bruised, I just hold my right arm up and cast Mage Armor on myself.
Wise.
17 AC now for me.
Okay, excellent.
And I start to crawl away.
Do you want to get up? Take an attack of opportunity?
I'm not going to crawl out of range. I'm just going to start edging away.
Okay. No problem. Dashbold, it is your initiative. You can see that M has cast a spell on herself and that she is trying to edge away from...
being pummeled.
Yes, from being pummeled.
Is Dark Lord in range to sort of charge at the Earth Elemental? Or maybe
yes.
Get him to do that while I summon 8 Bloodhawks to go and harass the Dow.
Okay.
I'll summon them at maximum range, 60 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have them attack in twos. They're about 10 health each. I can track that.
Well, if they're attacking the same creature, they will be within 5 feet of each other anyway.
I want them attacking two so that like they're not all clustered together when and if they do some sort of big AoE and they'll
puff
into smoke.
Okay, so we have...
Does Dark Lord make the charge?
Oh, you want Dark Lord to attack?
Yeah. I want him to like just use all his weight to push the Earth Elemental and let him get away.
Well, onto M?
Oh yeah, could I just throw a candy stone? One of the candy elemental stones?
You've already had your action.
Yeah. That's an action.
Lord misses. So he basically just charges up and hits the back of this earth elemental like with his shoulder and it just doesn't budge. It's just much stronger than he is.
Bruh. Okay.
Bruh.
Something happens.
Oh, God. This is my worst fear. Oh, he rolled to me.
Dunkle gets hit once and crit once. He takes 42 points of bludgeoning damage and is very hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You are visible now because you cast a spell. And Palus, it's your initiative.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to start trying to climb this wall, I guess. I see the Dow that was up, like, shot up the top?
Roll me a perception.
16?
You can't see the one that you were fighting. Mm. You can see the one that was on the slightly around.
Okay. I'm going to climb up the wall if I can.
Okay.
Sorry.
Directly towards the Earth Elemental?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll me a...
Oh, the Earth Elemental's up there as well.
It's standing sideways on the wall.
Oh, good.
Staring at us.
Okay, no. In that case, I'm going to shoot an Eldritch Blast at it. But can I aim at its feet to try and dislodge it?
You can try, yep.
So it falls down?
Yep.
On us?
Sure.
It says Patty.
I'm a null. I roll 3 attacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be, 17, a 19, and a 14.
The 19 will hit.
Oh, okay. One hits, and it does 2 force damage to its foot.
Okay.
I'm actually going to take my movement then just to try and climb up this rock.
Sure. Roll me in athletics, please.
14.
Yeah, so you climb up. You're about 15 feet up. You're about halfway to where the elemental is.
Okay.
Jim?
50 feet from the nearest thing still?
At the moment, because it's turned, you're about 40 feet from the earth elemental where it's fighting Dark Lord.
How does Dark Lord seem to be going?
Poorly. He was not built to withstand punches from earth elementals.
Neither was Jim, so we're at an impasse here. Is there anywhere like I can get cover from so I can consider what to do?
Behind Dark Lord, maybe? Otherwise, this is a pretty open area. Like, this was just a marshalling ground for an army.
Ugh. I don't want to just stand here and do nothing.
Maybe you could, like, climb up the wall and just do a weird
thing. Help M.
What's M's situation?
M's trying to get away from the earth elemental that's turned around to fight Dark Lord.
And how far am I from her?
How far are you away from her?
From M, yeah.
The same. 40 feet.
40. I'm going to go 30 and dodge and wait until my next turn to do something to help M.
You realize you're still invisible.
Yeah, so I get like triple disadvantage on my attacks against her, right?
Mm-hmm, sure. Okay.
I just need to do something with double movement later, so I need to be within the distance, but not...
Patty.
Am I prone?
No, you were just at the bottom of the hill.
Okay, I'm going to shoot my rope up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to try to swing and run up the wall. I'm trying to get to the top.
Okay, no problem. Roll me an acrobatics.
My pleasure. That is 26.
Yeah, okay, so you swing out your rope and you start running around the wall. And as you swing up, you land on the dais where the Dao was, and it is just no longer there.
Hmm.
You can see the one across the way who turns and looks at you.
Bonus action dodge.
The second Dao, the one that just saw you arrive on the dais,
yep,
just floats down into the stone.
Gross.
Classy. That's a really good spell.
That is.
I wish I had it.
This spell is very convenient. Says some people, no, other people say into the passive air. Ability.
Oh no.
Water.
It's not melded with stone. It's
passed through the rock.
The elemental on the side walks down to where Palus is and makes some attacks.
I will use my reaction to confer disadvantage upon it.
Okay.
Blood Curse of the Eyeless. It can't see me.
What's your AC?
It is 18.
Will still hit you once.
What am I doing with my life, ladies and gentlemen?
I told you. He will hit you.
Just
every
once,
time.
You guys.
It's just one. At least one will
doing
miss.
14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And I need you to make a strength check to not fall.
Athletics?
It's going to be an 8.
Yeah, you fall the 15 feet to the bottom of the...
Moles have very springy tails.
We do.
Dealing 5 points of fall damage.
They're Tigger. Yeah, they're fine.
I've taken some hits.
Yeah, yep. Patty has as well. And M. they're big punchy things, and they're punching.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to M.
Is the Earth Elemental still assaulting me?
Yeah, it's turned around to Duckboard.
I'll cast Fly on myself, I think.
Okay.
And it's time to start killing things instead of running away.
You will still take an attack of opportunity.
Surely it cannot see me if I do it sneakily.
I think the word you want is disengage.
Yeah,
you
but are the alternative, you can just still disengage within and walk a threatened away. Area, and it has tremor sense.
I float myself slightly off the ground and hover away. No, you go for it.
Zane, we allow you to take this opportunity as players.
What's your AC?
17.
It misses.
Holy shit. I don't believe it. I disbelieve the illusion.
Oh, yeah.
You get hit. Take 20 points. No.
I'm going to fly away into open space, away from these earth elementals and the big genies.
So perhaps directly up? Which will put you'll still put you 40 feet away from the actual dais where it is in the air, but you'll be out of reach of anything punching you.
Yes, out of reach, out of throw big mace at me range.
Okay, well, you can see that Black Patty is standing on the dais where one of the Dao was, and there are no Dao to be seen.
Hmm, that's not good. That's Dashbold. Not good at all.
Just Earth Elementals?
In front of you, all you can see is an Earth Elemental. I suppose, yeah, on the cliff, an Earth Elemental came down and stomped on Polus's hands.
Okay, I'm going to cast Shatter on the Earth Elemental in front of me.
Nice.
That's cool.
I think it's a con save, and it's disadvantage because it's a golem.
Mm-hmm. DC?
DC 16.
It fails.
Sweet. 8, 3. Oh, so does it mean it takes double damage?
Yes.
Yeah. 13 points of damage doubled. So 26 mm-hmm. points of force damage. Or thunder damage, sorry.
Absolutely.
Sweet.
Anything else?
I will have Dark Lord disengage and move away.
Okay.
Out of the threat range.
In which direction?
In the direction M's hovering.
Directly up?
Oh, shit, no. Sorry. Yeah. Away from the wall in the direction I came.
Okay.
Yeah.
The hawks do nothing because there is no Dao to attack.
Yes. Anymore. Yes, I'll have them stay on standby. I'm sure they're going to be useful against the stone golem.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like ready action, move towards the first Dao they see. Yes.
Palus. Mm-hmm. As you are lying at the bottom of the rock, it's called a pyramid, you see around the side a Dao just walk out of the side of the wall and walk away 40 feet to the east.
Is the east where the big god thing is happening?
No, the east is the god thing is to the north.
Oh, that sounds bad. That sounds like they're finished. Mm. Are you like, come back here, you coward!
It'll just turn around, raise one hand, and flip you off.
I don't understand.
My
this
blood hawks, they don't like that rudeness, and they'll descend.
The blood hawks descend.
Yeah, because of the rudeness.
But they don't get there in time
okay.
to do any damage.
Ground splits open and swallows us.
Unfortunately,
something.
We didn't do it in time.
The Earth Elemental that was attacking Dark Lord has found that he has no one to hit. So he walks backwards and turns around, walks through the wall, and punches Palooza a couple times.
That's all right. That's what I'm here for.
Guess we're going to go punch the hyena.
Okay, so...
Oh, yeah, I think they hit.
That's a hit and a crit. Dealing 42 points of bludgeoning damage.
Wow.
Welcome to Law and Disorder. 5th edition Dungeons and Dragons beat down.
Palouse is looking a bit bloody.
Not feeling good.
Yeah, well, he's got two Earth Elementals on him now.
And a healing rod, reminding.
I'm going to be using that.
Just stab it into your throat.
Because I have like four of 112 hit points left.
Oh, yeah.
So... the turn now passes to Palus.
Yeah, I'm going to use that healing rod, which I'm going to use it on myself. Sorry, guys. I
Good
know
choice.
That's selfish. So it's 3d8 plus my spellcasting modifier healing?
No, it's 3d8 plus 8.
Oh, 3d8 plus
Somebody
8.
Somebody else's spellcasting
modifier. So that's 19 points of healing.
That's better
Very
than nothing.
Respectable. It's
I
nice.
Probably should have disengaged and run, actually. That would have been a better idea.
Hey, when you've just been punched, you know, you're not thinking clearly.
No, I'm not.
You know?
I mean, it's not like your teammates are just going to let you sit there and be wailed upon.
Yeah, I know. That's not really what Jim does.
Oh, I mean, that's exactly what Jim does.
What's not Jim doing?
So that's an action. And then I'm going to hit one of them. Am I prone?
No.
Okay. I'm going to take a swing. Because
okay.
that's all I can do. I can't run because they'll both hit me. So
there is only
well.
One within range.
That's fine. I'll hit that one.
Okay.
Can I skirt around it to not pull an attack opportunity but be further away from the other one that is not in range of me?
Oh, yeah. Sort of like...
I mean, they do have reach. So, yes, you can take a 5-foot step back.
Yeah, without taking an attack of opportunity. I just want to reposition myself so I'm tactically better.
Yeah,
put
I mean...
one between the other.
They're not that far away from you, but sure.
Unless they can walk
then
through
I'm gonna,
each other.
Booming Blade, one of them.
Okay.
Oh, I can't. I took an action.
It's true. You did.
Yeah, I'm just going to stand there and be real nervous. Or do I run for it?
Run. No.
If you run, they will both beat the shit out of you and you
only
will die.
One is only threatening one. You.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try YOLO, and,
I'm
going to
do that
it.
Thing and I'm going to try and start. Run around we the base need, of the pyramid so they have to follow me but they can't see me.
Sure.
You know, when you chase someone around a tree, that's what this is devolving into.
We either need to kill these
towards or away
the
from the Dao that you saw escape.
I suppose towards?
Yeah, okay. Let's kill some Dao. That's not.
Are you AC 17?
Let's go home. Let's go.
It's going to be hit.
Yeah.
For 14 true. Points of bludgeoning damage.
That's all right. I survived that. That's fine.
No, oh, sorry. It's going to be a... Oh, no, it's an earth elemental. No, that's fine. It is 14. Yep. I was on the wrong stat block.
Oh, sorry, I was on there.
Thank goodness.
I was on the ancient Dracolich stat block. Whoops, sorry. So I was reading lair actions.
Yeah, so you kind of duck around and out of sight of everyone except Patty if he chooses to look down.
Yeah, I'm moving my full movement.
Yes. 30 feet?
Yeah.
Jim,
why? I mean, I know I can't hear them, but why do these guys think that we've already lost this one? What has it done that's made
the
them
Dao
think
have
that?
Disappeared?
Is it still doing the same bullshit it was doing earlier? Is stuff
there's
like
still the same fire burning? The corpse of the giant is just hanging there now over the fire, and the energy that was coursing through the structures is still there.
So we can attack the structures.
I mean, yeah, you can attack. Okay.
How far is it from me? I know it's in the air now, isn't it?
Well, you're 30 feet from the base of the spire, and it's 50 foot in the air from the base of the spire.
So, oh God, don't make me do triangle math.
Approximately 70 feet.
I'll take 10. Can I walk forward 20 feet so I'm closer to
you
it?
You can.
I'm going to do an attack on it.
Okay.
What are you attacking on the structure? I don't know how to describe what I'm doing, though.
Just who does?
Just wait, quickly. Are you attacking the ritual pit?
I'm attacking the
pylon?
The structure.
The actual
am
thing.
Am I going to be upset with you because I'm standing on top of it?
It's rock. What, are you
to
attacking
be fair,
rock?
No, no. You're standing
I've never done this before.
To one side. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you'd be upset with me because I don't know what I'm about to do.
That's and great. He's on the other side of where you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I still don't feel safe.
This is not encompassing of what's happening in general here, but are you guys familiar with the Marvel character Black Bolt?
Yeah, the one who his power is his voice and
he's
always silent.
Yeah, he can't speak because he'll kill everyone.
Yeah.
I'm effectively going to do that where I say a
wait,
word.
Wait, that's your new class?
No, it's just this one attack.
Okay.
But I'm going to say a word which is going to call it's a thunder attack that's 60 foot range that's targeted. Well, it's not targeted, it's AoE, but and does thunder damage, but I say a word. I'm going to say the word balls because this whole thing sucks.
Okay.
Does the tower do a strength save?
I mean, no.
Then it fails, I guess.
Yeah,
and I do thunder damage to it.
Yeah, it's just a structure.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that.
So can I you just yelled balls at a rock wall.
Yep.
Okay.
And it kind of echoed and shockwaves left his mouth, I assume.
Okay,
I don't
but
know.
If you're trying to disrupt a ritual, I can see how you might want to like shatter the foundations.
Well,
that's
yeah,
good.
It's triggered by a word. It is a word. So it only was only 10 damage.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if this can affect the thing or not, but it's meant to, whatever I'm attacking is meant to make a strength save against being pushed back. So I don't know if this thing is completely fixed or just free floating, but it may have been moved to 10 feet.
It's completely fixed, but you see the pillar that was closest to you just kind of a crack runs up it, and you can see that it is filled with this glowing red lightning energy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
kind of arcing in and around it.
That's great.
He's got powers.
So that's done for the day. I can't
he's
do that again.
He's a wizard.
But that one's gone. And now I'm going to use the rest of my movement to hide somewhere.
I think you've achieved more than I have, so actually well done.
So to move
wait,
back just 10 feet?
Yeah, just like
even moving 10 feet, both Earth Elementals will still be able to see you.
Aren't they around the wall with this guy?
They have yet to chase him.
Mm.
But I was on the opposite side of the wall between him, wasn't I?
Yes, and then you move 20 feet forward along the side of the wall.
Ah.
And so you moved into their view and you're moving halfway back and they'll still be able to see you.
Wait, is this an AoE? They would take the thunder damage too.
It was aimed up.
They're nowhere near the 50 okay. feet.
Wait, I thought you had
they're
no
right
powers.
At the bottom.
I don't have powers, and I can't do that again until I rest.
I can't do this and not power down. Again.
Lay down, just have a little dirt nap.
Just going to have a sleep. What if I cover myself in dirt to confuse them? I am one of you. We've changed sides.
I'll allow you to do that as a bonus action.
Roll around the dirt.
Stop, drop, and roll, Jim.
I might just press myself against the wall.
You might want to piss yourself so the dirt sticks
to
you.
The end of the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patty.
Yes.
You're up top. There are no Dow to be found.
Yep.
Looking down, you can see one Dow just kind of gliding away from you.
Okay.
Though the earth elementals really wailed on Palus, and Palus kind of got up and like made that same hyena squealy sound as he ran away around the base. So he's not running after the Dow, he's just running around the base of the pyre that the Dais raised up on.
I'm sure he's got this.
Sure, probably.
I mean,
you're not a cleric. What are you going to do?
If you die, I'm going to steal your table.
Yeah, fair enough.
Have I?
You did see Jim.
Yep.
Yell balls.
Balls.
And one of the pillars of this structure kind of crack, and the red electric energy was visible inside.
I've got a lot of hit points left. I'm going to run up and I'm going to jam my sword into one of the cracks.
Okay. You won't be running up. You'll need to do your rope flippy thing, but that's fine. Your passive acrobatics is enough to do that. It's not hard. Roll to hit.
19. Does that hit an immobile pillar?
That does hit an immobile pillar. Roll your damage. You don't get sneak because it's not being distracted by anything.
But as long as no other enemies are near it, I'll roll also, my sneak.
It does not have vital organs.
Okay, so that's 14 damage.
Okay, so you kind of shove your rapier,
yes,
into one of these cracks, and you feel it just kind of slide in quite easily, even though it's rasping against stone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel it immediately get hot, and you kind of lever it like a crowbar, and this whole thing just kind of breaks apart very suddenly. And then the pieces just kind of float about 3 feet away from each other, connected by this lightning. And then one by one, each of the other pillars does the same thing.
With like the five around the base of the big ziggurat.
No, this one structure.
Oh, the pillars.
It's made
one.
Up
okay,
of
yeah.
about 12 pillars.
Oh, God.
And one by one, each of them like shatters and breaks. And now is this... it's a pillar still,
mm-hmm.
but... It's pieces of rock connected by red electric energy.
Like a plasma ball.
Yeah, but in pillar form.
That's either great or really bad.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. I don't, yeah.
Well, Jim kind of started it, so it's bad.
Good work, Jim.
It's the opposite of what we needed to happen.
Okay.
We're releasing the power early.
Anything else you have to do?
Bonus action dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
You're passive.
Yes.
At this height, with those extra sources of light shed a very eerie red light on this monstrosity that's happening behind this ritual. You see what looks to be two giant creatures back to back, melded, trying to pull apart from each other and being ripped back together by unseen forces. One of them looks like a gnoll. The other looks kind of like an ogre.
Yep.
And that's what you see.
I want to point my sword towards it and say, "Over there, lads!"
Okay.
You're like, I have to roll some nat 20s now. Damn it.
I've got a really bad idea.
You should totally do it.
I like it.
Palus.
Mm? If I survive, do I have to do it?
I want you to tell me, odds or evens?
Ooh. Always evens. Because you roll 20s, and 20s is an even number.
He used to highs or lows, but we always pick highs.
He rolled an odd. That's bad.
A Dow.
Yeah.
Walks out of the rock wall mm-hmm. beside you.
Yeah.
Flips you off and goes back
and looks
at
you. Uh-huh. You have one reaction to do something.
What can I do with it? Does it have to be a reaction skill, or are you letting me... Are you letting me like
thing?
Disengage as a reaction?
No, I'm letting you do what any action that you can do as a reaction, or you can speak or do anything that you can do as a free action.
Vaza, is that you?
Stab him good.
I'm going to use my last blood curse and cast as a reaction blood curse of the Eyeless on it, so it's blind for the turn.
Okay. You see,
so if it rolls to attack me,
you see its eyes, which were kind of human-esque, but very like big and dark brown, just turn black, and it kind of blinks and shakes its head and just backs into the stone.
That's good.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Hey, wait, as it backs in, it moves away from my space.
Oh,
correct.
Do I make an attack?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Why would you not?
No, I've got a different plan for Polis now.
Wait, really?
It's terrible, but I've got a
plan.
Why
don't you just have it?
Because I'm afraid it'll stab me back, and I think it has more hit points than I do.
I don't think it's. I think it'll stab you back anyway.
Yet. This one's the fresh one.
Oh, they don't
like
being hit.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. One elemental. Walks over to our good friend Jim.
See you, bang.
That's one ahead.
Makes two attacks.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket.
Without. Wait, how does. Please don't. I've got. Yeah, you do your thing first, and I'll try to stop it.
What's your AC?
It's currently 15. Is that a hit without telling me the number?
Yes.
I'm going to use something that's like shield but isn't shield. And my AC is now 20. And hopefully that's enough to fuck
How are you doing this?
Yeah, well, you're not around to see, so I can't tell you.
It's true.
Can I see him?
He's been lying to us the entire time. He still is a wizard.
Dashbolt can see.
Yeah, so does it still hit me? I don't know.
Yes.
He rolled. Oh, well, what's on the shot?
Oh,
what did he do?
20, you said?
Being a wizard.
Being a wizard, ladies and gentlemen.
Bear with me.
Yep, I knew
some
it.
Wizard shit.
He never lost his memories. He's just being a real
yeah,
20.
One misses and one hits.
Yep. And that lingers on 20 until the end of the round.
Okay. What does it look like? Dashbold can see.
So the thing just punches me, and instead of it like throwing me across the room or anything, it just makes like a crunching sound against my coat.
Right.
That's pretty much all he can see. Like it just, I was a bit more solid than it looked.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some magic going on.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't look like magic.
No.
But then the second punch connects quite solidly.
Yeah, there's one gets me in the head where I'm not wearing a coat.
Yeah, you take 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Up, man.
You need more coat.
14? I do need more coat.
And we will then move on to Patty.
Okay, excellent.
No, we do not move on to Patty.
Bloodhawks.
We have M.
Yay.
Next.
Right. I've got two options. Go after another set of pillars or try to stop this red energy. What one do you think?
You're asking Zane the DM what
I'm
you should
asking,
do to
I'm
win the game.
I'm asking Zane the DM. Should I roll an Arcana to see which one I think I should go after?
Okay. Yeah. Arcana, religion, or history. Any three of those will give you some kind of answer.
Fell for my trap card. That is a 30
oh.
on history.
All right.
30 on history.
She's got books.
She is books.
You think whatever is happening with this one that is broken apart has happened before it was, in inverted commas, ready. But this is part of the process.
Mm. Okay.
The other ones, you can see from where you are still working on their rituals, but they can. There, they are looking at what is happening over here.
I reckon you disrupt the other ones.
I think as we go for the other ones.
Yeah, we're weakening the batteries.
Yeah, right. I'm going to yell out, Dashbold. Dashbold, we have to hit the other pillars, and I fly off towards them.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
You're dashing in the air.
How far away is the next set of pillars?
500 feet.
Yes.
Can you Eldritch Blast?
I don't. I haven't got Eldritch Spear.
You're not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
I have the other ones. I have the Force Knockback one, which will be more useful.
Dashbolt, you're initiative.
That is cool, actually. You can knock them off.
Cool. Can Duck Lord do a drive-by on Jim to pick him up and not get attack of opportunity? Like,
no.
He's a long neck, so he can sort of just like...
That would be definitely entering in threatened area and then leaving threatened area.
Okay.
They have reach.
Oh, okay. That's right then. So my Bloodhawks are doing their thing?
They're going after the first owl, yes.
Okay. I would like to cast... can I jump off Dark Lord, cast Dimension Door on James?
Yes.
And the Dimension Door back onto Dark Lord?
I mean, no, because that would be Dimension Dooring twice.
No. Dimension Door, and then the end point would be where Dark Lord is.
So you're going to jump off Dark Lord, grab James, Dimension Door back onto Dark Lord with James.
Yeah.
So he'd be entering its space on foot, but then leaving its space through teleport.
Dark Lord would still be...
No, Dark Lord would stay. We'd be out of range. I just jump, touch James, dimension door, back on Dark Lord.
Or dismount, walk 10 feet, touch James, teleport.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Dark Lord keeps going. And I do that.
Okay. You do that. That happens.
Yeah, James is safe.
Are you taking him to Dark Lord or towards one of the other pillars?
On the Dark Lord, and Dark Lord's going towards one of the other pillars.
Are you willing, Jim?
Yeah, I definitely don't like being punched by this thing.
Mm.
Got your back, Jimmy.
Not a tasty situation to be in.
Jimmy, buddy.
Jimmy, buddy.
Yeah, and the Bloodhawks do their thing. All 10 of them with advantage.
All 10, I thought there was 30.
Sorry, 10 billion. Not 8.
No, let's recount. I think there was 30.
I think there's 300.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, and that was the number. They're auto-crit hawks, aren't they? They're hawks of auto-crit.
They're actually...
It's my favorite item.
Actually,
in the game.
When they attack someone, they explode.
So they swarm on the Dao. The Dao is not fond of this and immediately just sinks into the ground and is out of sight.
I can't even be angry. It's what I want to do.
He's out of sight. He's not doing a ritual, actually.
He's probably just doing it under the ground.
He's probably just wanking.
The elemental that was on the side continues to walk down and around, doesn't get to Palus, but can see Palus.
Okay.
and is definitely going after you. Jim.
So where are we heading on Dark Lord exactly?
You're on Dark Lord heading to the western ritual.
Oh, so we think we have to do this to all of them now and not just explode one fully? Is that correct? Am I on board with that?
I think that's what everyone's doing.
Yeah, it was like took a couple of hits and disrupted it, weakened it. Yeah.
Cool. How far are we from the next ritual thing then?
At the moment, 470 feet.
This doesn't feel practical. Okay. I guess I do nothing.
Can you use your I don't have magic to teleport?
Absolutely not. I don't... Okay. How fast is this duck?
If he's dashing... Very fast, like 180 feet sort of situation.
Okay.
Well, definitely faster than you.
Yeah.
I mean,
I only need to be in range to shoot. My range is extreme.
Okay. I guess I'm just going to take in my surroundings, you know? Maybe just actively do a perception check or something. Or just I literally can't do anything apart from just make sure we're not going to be ganked.
Sure.
So,
make an active perception check for me.
19.
You know that swarm that wasn't paying you any attention before?
Yeah.
It's starting to pay you attention.
Coming out
of like a popcorn out and
it's
taking pets.
Kind of, it's not moving as a single entity. They're just kind of descending.
Can we get it to move as a single entity instead? I think that might be easier for the fans.
Do you want to roll a persuasion?
Fans call in.
Yes.
No, you cannot. They're still a while away. They're very high up in the air. They are flying to harass these people that are attacking the rituals.
Are they just going to heckle us?
Yes, heckle you with claws.
Yeah,
they are the fans.
For the record, while we're still in range, I'm going to throw my dagger at the one that we've disrupted, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
Just to fully clarify that we can't just fully take out one and don't actually need to go past
Fair
all five
enough.
Of them.
I will say, Black Patty is still
near it. I can target, I think, from memory. I thought it didn't have to hit allies, unless I misinterpreted the thing. Bear with me. La, la,
this
la.
Is some more of Jim's not magic that he's got.
No, this is an item that I gave him. I think it was just air of effect. I didn't think it was evocation air of effect.
It might not be. I just thought for some reason it wouldn't hurt allies. I thought we specifically discussed that, but maybe it does. I don't really care if it hits him. I'll do it anyway. It's not going to
kill. If you're looking over at the pillar as well, you now see Palusa looks beaten up, but looking at this lightning energy with determination.
Oh, you're definitely on the far side of the spire.
And I definitely have expeditious retreat.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
You can't see
it. Okay.
He can't see
it at all?
He can't see you.
I thought the whole thing broke apart.
The individual pillars that created the ring of the structure, they all broke apart.
Okay.
50 feet in the air.
Right, okay.
You're on the ground.
Yeah.
Jim's over there somewhere.
Okay.
And between you is the pyramid.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Ritual on top.
I wrote down all enemies take it, but maybe, anyway, it doesn't really matter. Are there any enemies that I can throw it at instead then, rather than the pillar, just while I'm in range?
I mean, you can throw it at the earth elemental that tried to hit you.
Will it hit anyone else? I think it's a...
No.
30-foot sphere.
No.
Not sphere, yeah.
Everyone is either up or out of sight.
Wonderful. I think it's just a... Because it's not targeted. I think it's just a spell save, isn't it? From you?
Yeah.
It's a...
Dexterity.
Yeah, DC 17.
It fails.
Hooray.
Oh, diggity.
Bear with me, a lot of math coming.
Oh, stop doing math. Or if you're going to do math, do it silently so I can cut the silence out.
20.
Spectrum.
Literally half damage.
Excellent. So a rain of daggers falls upon this that Dashbold appreciates from where he is.
Very nice.
And you just hang out doing whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Just having a good time.
Buddies. On a duck.
It was Jim's turn just then?
Yep.
Mm.
Did you have a go?
Not since I ran away and got beaten up.
Mm. I don't think I've had a turn since I stuck my sword into the pillar.
No, you wouldn't have. Palos, it's your turn now.
Yes. So this lightning energy is 50 feet in the air up this cliff face.
Yes. And no, cliff face. It's
a steep climb.
Very steep climb.
It's a very steep climb. So would I be able to get there in one turn if I dashed and climbed up?
It would take a significant athletics, but yes.
How significant?
16.
I'm actually going to cast Expeditious Retreat on myself.
Okay.
So that I can take the dash action and then take my movement.
Okay.
So now my movement is, I think, 120 for this turn if I max it out to climb up.
Okay, so that's just regular 10.
Regular 10? 22. 22 athletics to
climb
the wall.
Well, unfortunately, you overshot it.
I overshot it.
Yeah.
I jumped it up. I get up the top, and so now there's all this lightning exposed.
Yes. You're on the dais with Paddy.
Great. Palusa's logic is this lightning is used to power up a big knoll.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to run into it and try and absorb the energy himself.
Okay.
To stop it from going to Inovu.
He would know because he rolled
the... I mean, that's the logic. Is
he
this,
rolled the nat 20.
This is a ritual that's developing
on.
Magic
yeah,
that
yeah,
will
yeah.
power up a knoll.
Exactly.
And we can't... this is how he wants to stop it. He's thinking maybe
it.
He can absorb some of it instead.
Okay.
he's probably going to die, but that's what the
roll
character
would a
do.
Constitution saving throw, please.
Right. So is he going to make a pop noise or like a more of a wet noise?
It
when
depends
he
on my save.
We'll see.
Oh, it's not great. It's not great at all. It's a 9.
Okay.
Did I get inspiration for giving my arm stone to my child?
You did what? What is wrong with you?
You were there.
I wasn't paying attention. Take his inspiration away. Take him.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to take
his intelligence score.
I'm going to have to take your inspiration away.
I'm going to give it to him before you can do that.
Okay. So, yes, you can. Yes, you can give it.
Would you like to roll the dice for me? Because you're giving it to me. And I'll add my cons.
No, I think
it's terrible.
Roll again.
Okay.
And you can take that if you wish.
Okay, that's better. That's going to be a con save is going to be 16. I actually have advantage on con saves if it's concentration.
It's so not concentration.
Okay. It's a 16.
Because you do have hex up, but this isn't it.
No, it's fine.
So basically what happens, as soon as you get close to it, Paddy can see that the energy is reaching out to you. And as soon as you touch it, your hand is like pulled into it.
Okay.
And then you are thrown into the center of these pyres and each and every one of them arcs out at you. And then you're kind of floating, suspended in spread eagle, just being shot by these things. And from your back, one giant bolt of red energy connects with the god demon behind you.
I think I charged him up.
And you can see that the demon side of this god demon starts swelling with power.
Oh, why? That's the exact opposite of what I wanted to happen.
Let's go to Jim. No, Jim's had his turn. Let's go to Patty.
I'm so sorry, guys.
It's okay, man. We all would have done the same
thing. Well, wait, if we're praying out with Hyena, let's throw in Duck Lord. And it'll become a giant duck.
Yeah.
That's less
duck
threatening.
Duck would love that. Let's throw Nobby in there too.
Oh, but a giant,
love that.
A giant rat. I'd rather fight a giant duck.
Let's throw our weakest party member into
rats.
There. Paddy's right next to
it. Do you
want
to fight a duck-sized god or a god-sized duck?
A duck is either way is a good option.
I think a god-sized duck because it'd probably just sit there and quack.
It is now Paddy's initiative.
Maybe double down.
Yeah, come in there with me.
Oh,
do it.
I'm sorry. I was actually really thinking of killing you.
You know, if you think that'll stop it, that's probably a good idea. I'm not going to lie.
I was going to Starship Troopers on my turn.
Like, clearly this did not have the effect I intended.
Don't worry, Palouse. I'll use that rod to get you back up. I'm going to throw my dagger at him.
Sure.
Yeah, great.
Just throw your dagger at him.
You're not going to have to do a lot.
Isn't he like swirling 19? Around?
Yeah, I have 9 hit points.
Oh, boy. Oh, golly.
Would I have sneak attack damage for this?
Yeah, you
Why
wanna...
would you have sneak attack damage?
Because I'm because it lets me roll more dice.
No, there's nothing that gives you.
Yeah,
sneak
he can't see. Like, he doesn't expect it.
Okay, that's for 11 points. Yeah, so oh, sorry, 13 points.
I'm unconscious.
Okay, as soon as you are unconscious, the energy leaves and you fall to the ground in the middle and the pillars just fall in piles of rubble at the bottom.
Oh, it sounds like we're disrupting
So the
things.
Whole thing fell apart? Is that what's happening?
Yes, the energy that was there left entirely and Palouse, who was in the middle of this vortex of red lightning, just fell lifeless to the ground.
Do I need to make a death save for
you
hitting the
ground?
You
actually just take one failed death saving throw.
Should we be protecting these pillars? I'm very confused.
Well, apparently going into them speeds up their charge, which I didn't expect.
If you're a gnoll.
If you're a gnoll, yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
So we should put a gnome in there next.
Mm. Yeah, maybe you're like the perfect conduit.
They both have that silent G though.
I was trying to absorb it myself.
I think M is the only real option.
Might have just
I said
been random.
Weakest party member.
Weakest.
Patty, are you doing anything else on your turn?
You're basically a farm.
Because that was basically just an attack.
Yeah, I'm going to move over to Palouse.
Okay.
In preparation to aid him next round.
Okay.
Bonus action dodge.
Something happens. Then something else happens.
Oh.
Do go on.
Mysterious.
Can they not happen?
The god explodes.
Efforts.
Yes.
Game over.
We win. We win, D&D.
You, M.
Yeah.
Observers. You see the Tao and the ritual that you are heading to. Each summon a maul into their hands and attack the closest pillar to them.
Oh, no,
each of them breaks open, revealing the lightning energy inside, and then they disappear by falling into the ground.
The Tao, that is?
The Tao, that is.
Breaking the pillars is part of it. We sped it up.
But then how do we stop it?
Maybe we're part of the ritual.
Maybe there's a button somewhere that we just
James cast a spell.
We already pressed the button.
We need to press a big blue button.
Does anyone have mending?
As this happens, around the fortress, from your raised perspective, you see all the other Tao doing the exact same thing. And now there are 5 rituals of the red lightning energy in the pillars.
Jeez. Alternate plan.
I wish we had counterspell.
Let's kill those bitches before they get powerful. Like the god thing.
Okay.
That's probably a good idea.
Let's just fuck them up, right?
It's James just yelling this to a Dashbold and
Duckboard. Yeah, Jim saying the plan's failed. We gotta fuck up those guys.
Okay.
Onward, Duck! And I like grab the reins of Duckboard and veer to the right.
Okay. James does that. Jim does that. Veers Ducklord to the right.
Buddy,
is
let's
that even
do
the
it.
Right direction?
No.
To the north, whatever. I thought we were going east.
No, you're heading west.
Well, I veered to
buddy,
the left.
Buddy, you're going the wrong way. We're going this way.
I'm out of a circle.
He does a hard right. Like.
You haven't been good with directions ever.
Zoolander.
What happens is an earth elemental appears in the middle of each of the rituals. The lightning hits it. And then arcs to the god demon behind you all. With each subsequent strike, the binds that were stitching these two colossal beings together are stronger. And they stitch until they form and they transform, flesh bubbling together as finally all the lightning cuts out and the eyes on this two-headed beast, demon god, open, filled with red lightning. We'll leave it there.
Good job, guys.
We did everything wrong.
And that is where we will leave
leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see what exactly shall come of this terrible situation. A big thanks, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garbutt for our character art, also to Tabletop Audio and Battle Bards for supplementary music used in this episode. If you would like to help us out, please give us a rating, a review, subscribe, tell your friends, take us to your game table, get other people interested. Or if you have a little bit of money, you can throw us a dollar or two on Patreon. That's patreon.com/LoreAndDisorderPodcast. As always, I have been Zane C. Weber. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time.
So what mountain were the stones in the walls of this specific monastery mined from exactly?
Where can my character take a dump?
What's the governmental structure of every town in this entire
Which
continent?
Magic using class is like the most attractive?
How do these people know how to make tunnels under their town when all they do is farm?
Why does the genie always
weird?
Refuse to make people fall in love with me? Like,
if
who hurt
poison
him?
Rules are the same for every player race, does that mean they all have
can
the
my
same
character
digestive
have a pet?
System?
Ooh, can that pet have a pet?
Are your players asking too many questions? Do you really know how your world works? Don't you wish there was a podcast that made this whole thing easier? Come on over to Dungeon Deep Dive, your favourite fantasy world-building podcast. Whether it's tabletop RPGs or creative writing, we do the research so you don't have to. Find us on your podcatcher of choice or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @DungeonDeepDive.